With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump made a virtual appearance at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland earlier. He specifically addressed the topic of NATO dues.
I'm also going to ask all NATO nations to increase defense spending to 5% of GDP, which is what it should have been years ago.
Mr. Trump, no stranger to the gathering in Davos. It encompasses CEOs, startup visionaries, government leaders, world-class academics, and other elites who meet each January. He attended twice during his first term. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans are urging Democrats to allow a swift confirmation vote for former Congressman Sean Duffy as Transportation Secretary. Bob Agnew has more in this report.
Majority Leader John Thune notes that Duffy's nomination passed out of committee on Wednesday on a 28-0 vote.
In other words, unanimously.
He urges Democrats to yield their allotted debate time to expedite the nomination, but says,
if Democrats want to spend their nights and weekends taking votes on uncontroversial nominees, we can do it that way.
While Democrats have the right to demand hours of debate on Duffy over several days, Thune says the outcome for him and other Trump nominees will be the same.
But one way or the other, these nominees will be confirmed.
By your reporting.
Jobless claim applications ticked up modestly last week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose to their highest level in more than 3 years. Applications for benefits rose to 223,000 for the week ending January 18th, according to the Labor Department. The total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of January 11th climbed by 46,000 to 1.9 million. Now, that's the most since November of 2021. This is SRN News. Another warning about America's birth rate.
The Congressional Budget Office says that in less than a decade, deaths will outnumber births in this country if nothing changes. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for some time. The recent surge in illegal immigrants has camouflaged the looming problem. Pro-life advocates point out that abortion has taken its toll as well, robbing America over the decades of millions of people who would have been working, paying taxes, and having children themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York roller derby league has lost its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County Supreme Court judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county east of New York City banned men from competing on women's sports teams at county-owned parks last year. This is SRN News. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor announced that he has requested arrest warrants for two top Afghan Taliban officials for the repression of women. BBC correspondent Anna Holligan.
Both of those men, according to the ICC prosecutor, are responsible for persecution on gender grounds, specifically the persecution of Afghan girls and women, but also people who the Taliban considers to be not conforming with their ideological expectations of gender identity or expression, or people who are allies of women and girls in Afghanistan.
The same prosecutor did persuade the ICC to issue arrest warrants last month for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, his former defense minister and Hamas's military chief, accusing them of crimes against humanity in connection with the war in Gaza. Israel asking the court to reject the investigation which prompted those controversial warrants. More details at SRNnews.com.